The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Lifestyle 360 with host Nicole Monier. Our program is all about getting you in tune with your health, fitness, emotions, relationships, successes, and failures. All of this can give you a better life when you keep them in check. Now, here is your host, Nicole Monier.
Good morning, lifestyle listeners. I'm Nicole, and today we are talking about bringing birthing back to its roots. And before I bring on my guest for today, I wanted to share with you a little bit why I kind of invited Lori Hess to talk today. I actually am 20 weeks pregnant this week with my first child at age 41, natural. And anyway, an unexpected pregnancy, but a blessing, because quite frankly, I didn't think I was able to get pregnant. But anyway, I was born sick. For those of you who haven't, listened to my own health history story, and I was a sickly teen, and I was pretty much sick all the way up into my 30s, just on meds and allergy shots and chronic reoccurring sinus infections and so forth. And my integrative doctor, when I had met him in back in 2006, he actually was the one who had me kind of go back, and at the time when my mom was alive, inquire about some of the things back when I was an infant and a toddler in my younger years, because something that I think most conventional doctors don't really look at is your entire health history. And so, and even literature that they had given me, books that they had told me to read, and I wasn't breastfed. I was born in the 70s, and that was the time where a lot of, you know, moms didn't breastfeed. And so, you know, I was on formula. And, you know, my mom had told me I was born sick 3 weeks. First 3 weeks of life, I was born with an upper respiratory infection. You know, and here and at 15, 16, end up with asthma and carrying an inhaler, you know, up until my 30s. I don't carry an inhaler anymore. I've pretty much cured that via supplementation and eating whole natural foods. But anyway, so now upon having this pregnancy myself, you know, I want to do anything and everything to have a healthier child than what I had, and do things differently than what my mom did. And it's not to say that there's, you know, one way is the right way and the other way is the wrong way. It's a matter of just having the education and the knowledge. And just in this last 20 weeks, sharing stories with other moms and moms-to-be on just information that they didn't have available to them and choices that they would do differently if they were pregnant now. So with, you know, today's topic on bringing birthing back to its roots, you know, God created women to give birth naturally. And again, like I say, I'm not trying to say, hey, this is the only way, and neither is my guest. Again, we're just here to educate you on choices. And these are, you know, personal choices that Lori has made, and you're going to love her story. And again, I don't have any set choices here because I haven't given birth yet. I have an idea and a plan of what I would like and what I envision. But, you know, I'm being a realist that I know that the day of that, you know, things could go different than what I plan. But, you know, I have an idea based on the research I've done, the people I've spoken to, the professionals I've spoken to, like Lori here and a couple other friends I have that are in the holistic industry that are, you know, well-versed and educated on this stuff and have taught me a lot and really educated me on a lot of things. And even just hearing their stories is quite empowering. And I think that's just another reason why I wanted to do this show, is because if you've listened to my prior shows, it's all about hearing people who, you know, they make a choice. They either drown in their misery or they overcome it, and you know, they triumph, and you know, they're succeeding, even though they've had these failures and these mistakes. They've learned from them and they've grown from them. And you know, to inspire and motivate others and kind of say, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. And that's kind of the same thing with this, where, you know, I've heard stories from women who've had, you know, C-sections, to epidurals and episiotomies, to women who've had natural births at home, and then women who've had water births. And so there's just so many options. And when even hearing Lori's story is a story that's like, wow, you know, if she can do it, well, maybe I can do it. And just a lot of these other women that I've heard with some positive stories, again, just trying to share something with you. So I want to bring on Lori Hess. She is a certified holistic coach, health coach. Lori, welcome.
Hi, thank you, Nicole. It's such an honor to be on your show and excited to share my experience, and congratulations to your little developing bundle of joy.
Thank you. So Lori and I have known each other since 2001, and we know each other through the fitness industry, through competing in fitness and then bikini, and we've done some modeling together and all that. And over the years, we've kept in touch. And so anyway, her and I actually have chatted quite a bit regarding pregnancy and birthing and all this stuff. And she's got a lot of interesting stuff. So I wanted to start out with her first son. She has two children now. And her son, Kai, will be turning 7 soon. And so she actually is a Chicago native, but here she is giving birth to one child in Hawaii and then another in Ohio. So kind of want to talk first about Kai's birth and your whole experience in Hawaii, everything from searching for a midwife in, you know, a state where you really don't have family or people that you can say, hey, can you give me a referral, and how you, you know, found somebody that you could trust. And then again, the whole process of, you know, what you envisioned and how it actually turned out.
Oh, yeah, envisioning and turning out can be two completely different stories, and each birth is never the same. With Kai, I had just moved to the island, didn't realize I was pregnant at our wedding, found out 3 days later, so I was there for maybe 2 months, and knowing no one, really. But I always had this innate, I always wanted a home birth. I actually was more scared of being in a hospital than not. And everyone has their own, you have to be comfortable wherever you're at. If you feel more comfortable in a hospital, then that's where you're going to allow the process of birth to happen. Us as women, we can definitely stop our birth. And Hawaii, I just kept putting out feelers, and being in an island where health is more conscious in the lifestyle. So it was actually quite easy. And being on the North Shore in Oahu, it's a small community, so you didn't really have to go too far. And I found a wonderful midwife who was also a naturopathic doctor. And it was just, for me, it was just a wonderful experience. I was able to go in the water and swim and just take in and really be part and be present with the pregnancy there. So I'm very grateful for that. And out in this open field, there's these red flat rocks that the Hawaiian women back in you know, the day would go and birth on these rocks. They're all open field, and there's the mountains. And I'm going there to see these rocks. I'm like, wow, if they can do this on a big flat rock naturally, open sky under the moon or whatever, I'm like, I can do this at home.
That's interesting,
and I just felt, I went in with two things. Like, one, my body naturally will never give me more pain than it can handle. It's when you start inducing with Pitocin and getting different drugs put into your body, the contractions are much more intense. So your body is harder to handle naturally. So then the cascading effect happens with the epidural and et cetera, et cetera. So my experience with Kai, I was a massage therapist at the time, and I massaged. So I was about maybe 5 or 6 months pregnant till I was belly bumping heads. I'm like, okay, I think I'm done. So I was like, okay, a couple more months, he'll come. I was seeing my regular OB doctor, because you always want to have that safety net. You don't want to just go into a home birth and not have a plan. And anywhere, you know, even a hospital birth, you need to have a plan. And so I had seen my regular OB for checkups. I was low risk, no complications, no nothing through the whole pregnancy. So I was going, getting my birth supplies. We went to birth classes. And the first day that my doctor checked me, nothing's going on, maybe in a couple weeks. So I'm like, okay, I'll go stop at Walmart, get the rest of my home birth supplies, get home, water breaks. Oh, wow. We didn't quite know. We're like, what's going on? Was this happening? And so I actually went Monday. It happened on a Monday evening. So I went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night he was born. So I went for a good 4 days with my water broke, and he came out perfectly healthy. We were in our own germs. Your body naturally replenishes the amniotic fluid, and in most likely in a hospital setting, it's liability against the hospital, and there's a lot of sickness there. So that's why most people are like, oh my gosh, your water broke. You only have 24 hours, and that's not necessarily the truth in all cases. So nothing was really going on. I went, is this a contraction or not? And I think I actually held back my own birth process, him coming and going into real labor, because I was new. I didn't know what is a contraction. I don't know, what is that going to feel like? And so probably by Thursday, I was like, you know what? I think I'm ready. I'm mentally ready. We were doing all these natural things to induce. I drink castor oil. I went walking uphill. I eat spicy food. There's a whole list of things to do, massaging certain induction points on your body. And it was going to be my brother's birthday on June 8th. And this was June 7th. And I'm like, he's going to be born at 12:01 at night. And as things just started progressing, I had a wonderful friend that came. I had a wonderful friend who massaged me, and she could put me into an actual contraction. We're on our lanai. They're cooking steaks and drinking beer and wine, and they're timing my contractions. And as things progress,
easy. They're drinking beer and wine.
Yeah, that's how it is. And as things progressed, and you go inward, you go in this whole primal place. If you allow yourself to, and you trust yourself, you're trusting your body to know, like, you know what, this has been done for thousands of years. It's a natural process. Our bodies are smart. It's when the doctors and those people that tell us out of being afraid, out of fear-based, that we're not capable of it. So then we doubt ourselves. Well, okay, we're not capable of delivering our own baby. When the reality is we are. Our bodies are made to. Even the narrowest hips can widen to fit a baby through the birth canal. So I remember sitting on the toilet most of the time. For me, that was comfortable. I kept pushing my husband away, like, go away. He's like, what can I do? I'm like, just go. And I remember I wanted a water birth. We had the birth tub set up in the kitchen, and I remembered, I guess we had a wrong attachment to the sink in the kitchen for the hose. So I remember neighbors walking up and down our stairs carrying pots of water to fill this tub up for me. And I get in it. I'm in there for about a minute. And I'm like, I just got really hot. I got to get out of here. I got to go. I get out. I stand in there naked, water dripping all over me. Where do I want to go? I'm like, do I want to go to the couch? I just start beeline it down the hall, in the bed, on my back, the last place I ever thought I'd give birth, because your hips, when you're on your back, especially like in a hospital bed, they're not in the best position. They're narrow. They're closed. You want to be open. And so squatting is a great position to get birth in. And I just was listening to my body. As soon as I got in bed, I was rocking my hips back and forth. I remember my knees. And all of a sudden, you get this urge to push. You can't control it. You just kind of have to go with it. And I was thankful. I did not tear with either sons, and I'm thankful because you're able to feel. You're able to feel like, I'm pushing, but maybe I need to pull back a little bit, so I don't want to, you can feel that sensation. If you have an epidural and you're numb, you can't feel anything, so most likely you are going to tear. So I would say the hard part lasted maybe 5 hours. Let's see, 5:30, contraction started, pushed for a half hour, he was out. I said he was going to be born 12:01, he was born at 12:14 on my brother's birthday.
Look at you. But that's so true. The power of the mind. And we're going to talk about that later on too, because I have this great book that I want to share with people. And it is a huge part of it is the mindset. And I love how you share in regards to a lot of people have these fears, or they kind of, you know, put those fears on you versus, you know, like you say, we are completely capable. But we're going to take a break and we'll come back with more from Lori. But I want to let you listeners know that if you call in, I am doing another giveaway for Yuva Skincare. It's Bounce Back Serum. I love this serum. It's a collagen complex, all natural with marine collagen, rosemary, oat proteins, like things you can pronounce. If you call in to 1-888-346-9141. Again, that number is 888-346-9141 for Yuva Skincare. First caller gets a free Yuva Skincare sent to them.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Are you taking full advantage of all the lessons that your life is trying to teach you? These lessons are the building blocks of who you are and who you will ultimately become. On Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, host John Earle will show you how to discover your life's lessons and how to use these lessons to transform your life into a deeper and more profound experience. Discover the meaning of your existence. Tune in to Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Welcome back. Today I am speaking with Lori Hess. She's a certified holistic health coach, and we are talking about birthing and bringing it back to its roots. And we were just talking about the birth of her first son, Kai. And one thing that we just ended with was mindset, and just how she had said to herself and told herself, not only is she capable and strong enough to do this at home without any medical intervention, but that she wanted to have her first child on her brother's birthday. And so before Lori and I go on to talk about more of that and even her second child, I want to bring up this book that actually a client who's now a very, very good friend of mine had given me a while back. It's called Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, and it's by Christiane Northrup. Again, Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom. And it talks about so much in here, just about, you know, different health problems that women have and emotions and how the two correlate. But it also talks a lot about pregnancy. And one of the things that I found in the book that I really, really liked is it has kind of a little chart in here for risk factors for childbirth. And so for most people, when you go in for an appointment, it's like, oh, if you're over this age, and oh, if you've got high blood pressure or diabetes or this or that, you know, and they really don't talk about the mind. And again, most conventional doctors aren't trained to do that. But this book really talks about your high-risk childbirth versus a low-risk childbirth. And it's all really, you know, about, hey, are you an independent person? Are you dependent? Are you active? Are you passive? Do you have loving relationships? Do you have conflictual relationships? You know, are you physically active? Are you sedentary? Are you, you know, are you accepting the reality of birth pain? Are you in denial of that? Do you really want this child? Do you not want this child? There's just a list of things. And, you know, again, in my own research and hearing other women's stories, you know, I've had a lot of, like, I can do this moments with people. You know, again, I'm scared as heck, you know, of the day that I give birth to my first child because, again, of the pain and some of the horror stories you hear. But then hearing Lori's story and other women's stories, like, wow. So it really can be done. And then even looking at this book, and there's just so many other great parts in this book that talk about labor and everything and really educate you things that again, I wasn't knowledgeable on because, again, a lot of the health professionals here in America, you know, have more conventional means. And again, this is just a personal preference, not saying it's right or wrong. Again, it's just a personal preference based on, you know, my philosophies, my beliefs, my own health history and stuff like that. But I think it's such a great thing to hear that, you know, the power of the mind has a lot to do with the whole birthing process, as Lori says. So Lori, I'm going to let you continue how, you know, you had said that you wanted to have Kai on your brother's birthday. So let's kind of finish up with that.
Oh, it actually, we have a trifecta going on in our family because not only is my son Kai born on my brother's birthday, Eric, my cousin's son, Jax, is also born on June 8th. So he's a year older than Kai. So I had that kind of in my head, and it's amazing that how our thoughts and how powerful we are, especially as women, because when you're pregnant, you're senses are times 10. Your intuition is off the roof. I remember pregnant, like the phone would ring. I'm like, oh, I know who's calling me before you even look at your phone. It's so if you tap into that, you are just this amazing, powerful woman, you know, and not only, you know, prior to pregnancy, but pregnancy and even as a mom, your intuition. It's like I tell my son, I have eyes in the back of my head.
Yeah,
I don't know if he quite believes me still.
Go with your gut. Trust your gut.
Yeah,
and again, I totally have to add on to this because I agree with you. Like, I knew I was pregnant before I even took the test, and I know we kind of talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that was just like being just a few days late with my period. And so the cleaner I've gotten as far as my health, like cleaning up my nutrition and getting off prescriptions for 30 years and supplementing. And again, my journey like yours wasn't overnight. And I think, you know, people are listening. They may think, oh yeah, no, none of this happened overnight. You know, it's like, I'm still a work in progress, as I know you are. You and I are both open to learning and we want to learn and we want to share what we learn with people. But the one thing I have noticed is that the cleaner I've gotten health-wise, again, the more in tune I am with my surroundings and with people and, you know, just even having a good sense of good people versus, you know, toxic people.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. And it is interesting you say, and men actually have that capability too.
True.
But as you say, women, I mean, it's good to know. And I think even hearing your story is kind of like, okay, what am I going to plant? What seeds am I going to plant in my head here? Because, you know, again, it's like, sure, the power of the mind.
Yeah, the power of the mind. And to go back to kind of when you were talking about you being scared of the pain, it's such a contraction pain is so different than what we think as pain of hurt pain. It is completely different. And I can't describe it. I can't get you to, you know, to tap into what does that feel like. You have to experience it. And it's very natural and it's nothing you cannot handle. And another thing I had going into a natural birth.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah. Yeah, and also passing on my grandmother's advice. She told me when during a contraction, wiggle your toes, and it works.
Wiggle your toes. Okay.
Because it just takes the mind off of the pain, and it puts you, okay, I got to wiggle my toes. So
now, did she have a natural birth?
Yeah, well, back in, you know, the days, yeah, there was no epidurals until Well, they did have, you know, gas and knock you out.
But really, back in the day, that wasn't even too long ago. But it is, like, again, this is an important point that I think you and I both want to make, too, is that it's again, just choices and educating people. And it's kind of the same thing with, you know, a lot of people are seeing the movement of Whole Foods popping up, Trader Joe's, mm-hmm. and a lot of other healthy stores opening up, healthy grocers that offer the organic and they offer antibiotic hormone-free meats. And, you know, this is the way, and even local farming is, you know, coming back by storm. And this is how it used to be, you know, way back in the early 1900s and prior, before, you know, all the antibiotics came in and then the farming and the government and everything kind of took over. And you had mentioned, which is interesting, is that in, you know, you go over to Europe and other countries, and again, they don't have all this, their food, you know, plugged up with all this stuff. But at the same time, I've met several women who have given birth overseas naturally. And what did you mention about the doulas, which our government needs to get on?
Oh, well, in some countries, it's mandatory, no matter what your income level. It's on a, like a sliding scale, but every woman who gives birth, they get a postpartum doula. That is huge. The one thing with postpartum depression, a big piece of it is we feel hopeless and alone, and we don't have the help that we need. And if we have the help and you have that all in line, your postpartum depression is not the extreme. It doesn't plummet as if, you know, you have that help. You have that sense of security, our first chakra.
So did you have did you suffer from depression, postpartum depression?
I would say a little bit with Kai, only because I didn't have any help. It was me and my husband. I had no, you know, my family was back on the mainland, back in Chicago. So to a degree, but I also had sun. I had vitamin D 24/7. I had the ocean. So it's like you kind of got to weigh it out. If we're having a cranky day, we go down to the water and, it, you know, you dip in and dip out and you're happy again.
Yeah.
It's just different. Second time, and we can go into my birth experience, yeah. I believe, at a later time, or if I can share now.
Let's talk about stone.
Okay, so that whole birth was, and pregnancy was different. I was 34 when I delivered Kai, and here I'm giving birth at 40 with stone. And I do feel, even though I'm healthy, I eat you're exercising, you're very mindful of your choices, it just is what it is, and every pregnancy is different, but I feel because of being older, it was a lot harder on me. I felt a lot more tired. I couldn't do half the things that I could with my pregnancy with Kai. I listened to my body, I had a rest, I had a, you know, step back, not trying to do everything. And take the time off, and exercise wise, I was actually more active with stone than I was with Kai.
Yeah, I want to piggyback on that, because like in my first trimester, and again, like you say, you don't know till you get there. It's like I always said, oh, if I ever get pregnant, you know, I'm going to do this, and this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Again, it's like yeah, you have this plan, but then it's like, you know, I remember my first trimester, one of my best friends here. You know, she's like, oh, just you wait. She's like, I threw up like for the first 20 weeks. And I said, oh, dear God, do not tell me that. And so I said, I won't be throwing up. And, you know, at first it was like I was tired going to bed at like 6, 7, or 8 for many weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, lo and behold, you know, one day I was just hugging that toilet. And thank God, you know, I only threw up 4 times in my 20 weeks. Actually, I should say within 14 weeks. I haven't thrown up in a couple of weeks, which is good. The nausea is there here and there. It was pretty frequent in my first trimester. And again, like you say, listen to your body. And mm-hmm. a huge part of pregnancy is letting go. And so, you know, I think a lot of people think, people like you and me being in the fitness and health industry, like we're just these diehards and go, go, go. And it's like, no, I mean, even when I wasn't pregnant, I always listened to my body, and I teach my clients to listen to their body and to rest, and rest is key, and to not overtrain. And, you know, here I was pre-pregnancy, you know, taking 2 to 3 rest days. People think like I don't rest, and I'm like, no. And I mean, that's how you grow and you change and again, de-stress, all that stuff. And so now it's like I'm working out 3 to 4 days a week. And again, tailoring my workouts to how I'm feeling and pulling back on the weight if I need to, modifying the exercises, and as you say, sleeping when I need to and eating things that I normally wouldn't eat, you know, when my body tells me to.
Oh, it's so true. Like, I thought, you know, you go in with this grand plan, and I barely made it to pregnancy or prenatal yoga with Kai once a week. And so this time around, I'm like, okay, I'm going to, you know, at least make it to the gym X number of days or be active. And it was a little bit better. I just listened to my body. Am I going to do plyometrics? No. Am I going to run? No, that didn't feel so good. You know, you're just sitting, and really at that point, it's like you're caring, you're growing this a life inside of you, and you got to question the why behind it. If you're wanting to go still continue, you know, to run, which you can, they say, rule of thumb, anything you've done prior as far as work, exercise prior to the pregnancy, you can maintain that through as long as, you know, you're safe and you do the modifications or just listening to your body. If those that have not worked out or has been sedentary, you're not going to go and jam it out through the pregnancy. I mean, you know, walking is great. It's like one of the best things for pregnancy. I mean, I did make it to the gym twice a week, maybe three, maybe just be one. For me, it felt good to do squats and lower body exercises to really get that movement, that strength, maintain that through the pregnancy for a quicker, easier delivery. Back exercises, I loved. It just opened up everything because as you're carrying that weight all in front of you, you're all forward. Mm-hmm. So pulling back and doing like a back exercise, just a row of any kind was my favorite. And so, yeah, it's just listening to your body. And with Stone, it was just a different experience. I started having contractions maybe 5 weeks before he came, and with Kai, there was like, is this or isn't a contraction, like a couple days prior. So, and a lot of it was Braxton Hicks, but I wasn't sure, and I really feel that I delayed the birth of Stone because it was, you have another kid. It's like, oh, I can't have the baby today because it's Kai's flag football championship. Oh, well, I can't have him this because we got this going on this weekend. So your mind, just like we talk with our thoughts, it's amazing how you can delay or bring things onto you.
Yeah.
And so I remember it was like the end of September. I was started having contractions. You know, it was a crazy time because I was adjusting. Like, we'd be like, is it or is it not? Is this it now? Is this going to be it? And being prepared, you're never really truly prepared. I mean, of course, we go into nesting mode. I'm like, I'm going to have this room set up because Kai came early and I didn't get to do that. And, of course, we still have things to hang up on Stone's wall.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You know, the main thing is you know, it came, I felt in my mind, I was like, okay, I'm ready and let's do this. And that was a Monday. And I knew I started having contractions in the morning. I remember being on a business phone call, feeling my contractions. I'm like, oh, I think this might be it. And I knew I had my checkup with my nurse midwife, and I found two wonderful, wonderful midwives here in Ohio. Of all places, they were the best. I had the best support. I had a doula. She had never been to a home birth, so she actually volunteered her services. And so it was really neat. My mom got to be here. She missed, because Kai came early, so she missed Kai's birth. And that day, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have food in the house for everyone to eat as I go in labor and for the midwives and Mike and whoever else. And so I'm starting to make the soup, and because it's fall, it's a nice fall, the leaves are beautiful, and so I'm baking the soup. I'm like, Mom, I think you need to take over. I can't really concentrate. So I'm like, okay, let's go to my appointment. I want to know where I'm at and contractions, how dilated I am. We go. At that point, I was having contractions 3 minutes apart, maybe 3 centimeters dilated. And my nurse was like, well, we could speed things up if you want. And I knew at this point that I was in labor, and I'm like, you know, let's just go ahead. So she pulled my mucus plug. I did allow that. You know, could I have gone without it? Of course. It was just the choice I made. He was already a week late, and I was just like, ugh. You just feel, you know, I was ready.
Yeah.
So by the time we get home, my contractions already start picking up. I call my midwives. They show up. The doula, she shows up. And here my mom's finishing the soup up. I'm having contractions around our, we're all gathered around our island in the kitchen. And they're drinking a glass of wine, and they're eating, and I'm just having my own contractions time. And my mom, she was so cute. I've never seen her drink a glass of wine so fast. She was keeping busy in her nervousness, you know, and everything. And finally, like, well, let's, you know, take it to the living room. And my doula, she's really into rebozos. So rebozos, this is all, was new to me. I learned something during this pregnancy. It's these big scarves, and you can use to hang, tie it to a door. You can be on all fours, and she comes up behind you, or even your partner can, and kind of lift pressure off your belly and rock your belly. Feels good through a contraction. So I was just on the stability ball on all fours. Anytime, just a little side note, this is great. Anytime the baby's not positioned right or a breech or anything, go on hands and knees, butt in the air. It will turn.
So like
turn.
A down dog position?
I'm sorry?
Like a down dog position or like a cat-cow
position?
No, like
you're on your hands and knees. So you're on your knees.
Cat-cow.
And maybe you're like laying your head on a pillow on the floor, so your butt's up in the air, or you're hanging over a stability ball.
So almost like puppy pose.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, just as long as you want it, you work, have gravity work. So what's going to happen is as your butt's kind of up in the air and the baby maybe is in low and not turned right, so the gravity will kind of pull the baby away from the birth canal, and he or she will be able to turn and then position right back into position. So a lot of times, you know beforehand, like I could trace where Stone's butt was on my belly. You can, you know, you get to, like, there's really cool stuff to learn. I'm like, okay, there's his butt, so his head's here, and sometimes you'd feel an arm or a foot kick out and stuff. So you know, you can definitely turn a baby. It's not like, oh, it's breech, C-section. There's definitely ways to turn. And again, there's always, you know, that's why they're there. There's definitely a time and place for medical intervention if needed. Mm-hmm. So back to my birth experience with Stone, I started going into transition, going into the heavy contractions. So we're like, let's take it to the bedroom, because we had this beautiful master bath, and Mike had just finished our beautiful walk-in shower. I'm thinking, oh, I can labor in there. I can labor in a nice big tub. I get in the water for one contraction, again, hoping to have, like, water as part of the birth experience. Nope. Had to get out.
But you love the water, don't you?
I'm sorry?
Like, other than that, like, you love water. You swim a lot? Yes, especially
when
you're in
water. Oh, yeah, I love water. Like, the ocean, everything. It's just, I thought, you know, for some reason, I guess I'm just not, I don't know, when it comes to delivery, you know, pregnancy and labor, I just couldn't stand it. I don't know. It is, so I ended up on the bed again. But this time I ended on my hands and knees on a stability ball, and then we switched out and put up stacks of blankets or towels. And I was on my hands and knees. At this point, it's like, you know, everyone's in the room. Mike's over there on a beanbag drinking a beer. And watching everything, because again, I was like, go away. I can do this. And my midwife, she's sitting there in the chair. She's like, all right, on this next contraction, I want you to sit back on your heels. So, like, sometimes when you're put in the most uncomfortable position in a contraction is when you make the most progress. Because here I'm thinking, no, you got to listen to your body. You got to do move where it needs to be. But it's so true what she said, because that next contraction, I sat back on my heels, and boom, water breaks. So I will say I pushed for probably an hour with Stone, and I'm so glad I did not know how much he weighed, because Kai was only 6 pounds. Stone was 9. So I had this.
Yeah, you didn't tear. So that's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It's the midwife. They're awesome. Like, if you get, like, an oil, any kind of coconut oil, olive oil, almond oil, whatever oil, and warm compresses. So you're massaging the perineum and putting a hot compress on, you know, that area, and you're not going to tear. I didn't tear at all, either one.
Good to know.
So,
So yeah, I want to talk a little bit about just the choices you've made as far as your education now and how that kind of falls in line with everything that you're doing. A little bit about your background. Like, when did you get your holistic health coaching certification?
I got my certification, it'll be 2 years this coming December. I felt like it was a missing piece because, again, you know, we've known each other from, you know, I started out as a massage therapist graduating from school in, like, 97. So I had this whole massage therapy background with the body and growing up, like, you and I had actually so opposite experiences that led to our paths to where we are today. Like, I grew up in the 70s. My mom breastfed. She was kind of the oddball out. She was the health nut, and she would make her own peanut butter, her own yogurt, and it rubbed off on me. My brother, I'm not so much, but that's always the being healthy I grew up with, and I've maintained that. And after massage therapy, then we get it, I'm competing, and then you fall into personal training. And I felt like there was this missing piece of wanting to help people. You know, I can massage their bodies, I can train them, but there's this whole other lifestyle, nutritional health piece that I felt that would kind of bring the full circle around. And through my experiences, too, you know, pulling everything in. Because we're always learning, just like you said.
Yeah, and kind of like my show when you say full circle, like Lifestyle 360. Go on.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and that's kind of what I researched. I went through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. It's a wonderful school based in New York City, and it was all, I did it from home. They give you an iPad, and it was great lectures, and just a lot of, even if I wasn't going to do anything with my health coaching as a practice, I loved all the knowledge that I gained through that, and then that just always snowballs into other things, and I found, you know, with now having kids, it's like now I'm looking at what kids are eating and how that's affecting, you know, what, you know, allergies and ADD and autism and everything is so food-related, like what you shared before about what's in our food and that whole movement of, you know, everybody's going for the organic. And I'm grateful we have on the front of our property, we have organic gardeners that do the CSA boxes. So they use like 4 acres in the front of ours. So I'm able to go and during the season and get all this great produce. It's wonderful to have access to that. And who would have thought in Ohio? In Hawaii, it was like farmers markets and friends with avocado trees and papayas and lilikoi. And it was such a different experience. Yet anywhere you go or anywhere you live, you can create that. It's there. And there's people there too that are like-minded. You just have to put that out to the universe, I believe, in God. Just finding, you know, now I'm finding my shift, wanting, you know, doing healthy cooking classes for kids and educating them, and it's really educating the parents.
Yeah, no, it is. It's totally about getting the message out to the parents, because a lot of, I mean, their parents are busy with their careers and everything like that, and it's, again, they're tired, you know, and it's like the last thing they want to do a lot of times is cook unless they really are educated on it. But we're going to take another break. And again, I want to let you listeners know, if you call in to 1-888-346-9141, giving away Yuva Skincare Bounce Back Serum. It's a collagen complex, all natural. And to the first caller, again, that number is 1-888-346-9141. And we'll be back in a few.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings of the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monnier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonnier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
We're back. I'm Nicole Monnier, your host, and today's guest is Lori Hess, a certified holistic health coach, and she has shared today her story of birthing her two sons at home naturally. So we're talking about bringing birthing back to its roots and just a little bit about of her background and her career. And we left off last with these classes that she's actually started for kids. So tell us a little bit more about those.
Again, kids, my son, we always would play this on his way to school, and I drove him to school last year to kindergarten, and it was the healthy eating game. So it kind of snowballed, and the classes are still kind of being created and shifted and changed. So you're teaching kids, like, what's healthy, what's not healthy, what is a better choice, or maybe imbalance. So maybe it's not just, you know, you can't have any candy, but what should you have maybe first or a better choice, and then have the candy, versus all the candy first. Or, you know, getting kids to eat broccoli is like, put chocolate sauce on it first. At least they're eating it. So it's like, it's not bad.
I could say cheese on broccoli, but have you had chocolate on broccoli? I actually make cacao kale chips, and those are fabulous. How is the chocolate on the broccoli?
No, I haven't quite done the chocolate on the broccoli. It doesn't seem appealing to me, but
don't
to a
do
kid,
that.
I'm sure. Put sprinkles on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it gets them eating it. And really, in with the teaching the kids and making it fun for them, at the same time, it goes back to the parents. And it goes back teaching parents, even though we're busy and we're working. And here's what I work with them in my 6-month program. It's like, here, if this is your goal, let's get you healthy, your family healthy. Let's work together on creating a meal plan or preparing, or here's little tidbits. Like, here's an example. You know, everyone, say you grill out chicken on the grill in a summer, beautiful summer evening, and everyone wants their chicken different. Why not, or any, you know, any time of the year, why not take a Lazy Susan kind of scenario in the middle of the table, put all kinds of condiments on it. You can do, you know, your whatever it may be, hemp seeds, mustard, ketchup to your coconut oil, whatever it is, and let them season their own chicken themselves. So it kind of gets them involved, and like they feel a part of their choices and their food, so they're more likely going to eat versus, here, eat this. Well, I don't want that.
You know, that's actually a great idea.
Yeah, and it's less work for you trying to, like, okay, I got to marinate these chickens, I got to do this, and someone wants it with barbecue sauce, and someone else over here wants it this way. So that's just, it's about educating the parents and showing them ways of howing to create this healthier family and through using whole foods. And you don't have to go to the freezer and put a pizza in the oven. It can be, if you're prepared, it can be less work than that. So I like working with parents and educating and getting them healthy and their families healthy and the kids healthy. Very
good. So I want to hear a little bit about your nutrition program while you were pregnant. If it, you know, you had the same stuff between Kai and Stone, or 7 years later, 6 years later, you made some changes.
Oh, well, first time through was like a free for all with Kai. Well, I actually gained about 60 pounds with each. And I strongly feel your bodies will naturally put on the weight you need for that pregnancy.
So true. I want to cut in because a lot of people think like, oh no, you need to be this weight and it's okay, Nicole, you can eat this. And it's like, no, really you can't. And some of that you've actually shared with me and educated me on, but a lot of it I've researched myself, is that a lot of times both doctors and midwives think, oh, 25 to 35 pounds. But in reality, like you say, nutrition is key. You want to make sure you're eating enough of the right foods. And then also mm-hmm. you want to make sure you're at a healthy weight so the baby's at a healthy weight.
Exactly, and that can be different for everyone, but as long as, I mean, you're eating healthy whole foods and you do, like, you know, we shared, you're going to listen to your body. We're going to have, like, in my first trimester, I wanted carbs, like cakes and cookie carbs. And you allow yourself, but you're not eating.
Okay, confession, that's where I was weeks 7 through 9. Go on.
Yeah, and so maybe you do that, but that's not a majority of your diet through the pregnancy.
Exactly.
And they say, you know, even your calorie increase, everyone's like, oh, you can eat however much you want, which is true. You don't calorie restrict.
Yep.
But to put it into a mind, you know, kind of make it a little more concrete, your calorie increase in your second trimester is only about 330 calories more. And then in your third trimester, it goes up to 450. And that could be, you know, a big piece of salmon for part of that. So it's not like a large amount of calories. But again, we don't. You're not restricting, and it's quality. You know, it's the calorie, You know, debate. And I kind of have protein is one of my top of my list. I feel you should get about 80 to 100 grams of protein a day. Those are the building blocks of your baby, and that's gonna, you know, that's what you need. And if you look and break it down, you look at 6 ounces of salmon is about, 33 grams of protein. And it doesn't have to come from all animal. You can get it from almond butter. You can get it from, you know, if you do dairy, cottage cheese, different sources. And I guess to name off my other five would be your fats. And those are your healthy fats. Eat butter. Like, eat real whole butter. Grass-fed.
Yeah. That's what I just posted on, grass-fed butter. I don't know if you are familiar with Weston A. Price and the research he's done, but that actually is great for the developing baby for so many reasons. But again, it helps even with straight teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of research on that. But a lot of women don't realize, like, you need those healthy fats and not just your almond butter. Like, you need to get grass-fed butter specifically and, you know, a plethora of other healthy oils, which I've actually been doing really good on the fats. Like, I'm always mixing up fats. I'm getting plenty of fats in daily. The protein, surprisingly, like, yeah, I'm used to eating protein five times mm-hmm. a day. And then it was like first trimester was really hard for me to get it in. And mm-hmm. then now finally I'm getting it back in. Some days I get plenty and some days I don't get a lot. But again, I just go with the flow.
Right, and that's what you do. And what I talk about, it's just like generalized. This is kind of, you know, you have an idea to kind of give you. But again, you're listening to your body, to what it needs. Each day is different. You feel different each day. You know, fat-wise, you know, I don't know if you knew, like, I tripled my fish oils when I was pregnant because I knew that was great for brain nervous tissue development.
Yep.
And then if you knew that cod liver oil is actually good for lactation.
That's actually what I've been taking since the beginning. And I actually, I have a friend here who actually kind of helped me when I was going through all my detoxing back in 2006. She's a holistic nutritionist. She's the first person I went to in, you know, end of January, beginning of February when I found out I was pregnant and just kind of switched up my supplements because I was on a ton of stuff. And again, a lot of that stuff says, if you're pregnant, do not take. So now my supplement stack is like really small, but again, I don't really need it. I'm getting a lot from food and then I'm taking just what I need to take. But again, the cod liver oil, like you say, is like key. And I've been taking that. I've been doubling up on mine. So I may start tripling up with your suggestion there.
Yeah, and I even do drops in Stone's bottle of fish oil at least once a day with probiotics.
Which is awesome. I would never think of that. What is your website? So if people want to seek you out, you know, and work with you, do you work with people online?
I do. I have clients in Canada. I have clients in all different states. So, yeah, it's pretty easy to remember. It's LoriHessHealthCoach.com is my website. And they can be contacted directly through there. And anyone interested in getting healthy and wanting to get their families healthy, their kids healthy, I love working with prenatal pregnancy women. So, yes, definitely.
Do you see yourself becoming a doula or a midwife down the road? Because you know so much now.
I know. I don't know. Like, I would probably would, like, first experience it being there on the other side, like with a friend.
You won't. Maybe you can come to mine.
We don't know. Let me know. It's just a 6-hour drive.
Yeah, maybe you can come to my birth.
Or a half-hour flight or hour flight or something.
Yeah. Okay, well, our show, we've run out of time. So, Lori, okay. I want to thank you. And I know we could talk forever and ever on all this. So I want to thank you so much for your time. And again, you can reach Lori at her website, as mentioned before. And hopefully you guys will tune in next week when I have Catherine Pirtle. And she's going to share her journey on how she overcame celiac disease, acid reflux, chronic inflammation, other health conditions, you know, basically with eating nutrient-dense foods. So hope you guys have a great day today, and thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Lifestyle 360. Please join Nicole Monnier for another edition of our program next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you next week.